Redo Experience.
Hey everyone, I'm doing a video and a podcast again after a long time. I really need to stop saying that. I was at the Confluence today. This was my third year being there. I have been there as a keynote speaker. I have been a moderator on a panel last time, and this time also I was moderating a panel on the subject of what we jokingly call diet influencing, where me and four other top bloggers in the country currently were talking about this practice of where people buy followers, people buy comments and engagement and likes, etc., for their Instagram. We were mainly focusing on Instagram, but this is possible to do on all platforms as far as I'm aware. I am definitely aware that you can buy followers for your Instagram account. You can buy comments for your Instagram account. You can buy likes for each of your posts. You can buy views on your stories. And so this is Instagram. I'm also aware that you can buy page views for your blog. Yes, that is also possible. I am aware that you can buy followers on Twitter. I am aware that you can buy followers, fake subscribers on YouTube. I know that a lot of these platforms are actively trying to tackle this problem, but since we are, and by we I mean the panelists that were there with me today, since we are in the industry, we are obviously hyper aware of this. And it is a problem that affects everyone. We also talked about how I think that it has created like a class divide, in the sense that, you know, the internet was supposed to be the space where even if you had no money, you could still share your work. You know, a blog can be started for free, an Instagram account can be opened for free. You don't need to pay anyone to create a Twitter account. So the internet was supposed to be this great leveler. What has happened, and I do blame Instagram's algorithm for this, is that because we put so much value in the number of followers or the engagement level on a person's profile, and people actually make livelihoods or people get paid for posting on Instagram or creating content for Instagram. If you have money, you can spend that money to buy followers. And initially, it used to be quite expensive to do that. Now, I've heard that it's become extremely cheap. I haven't looked into it for some years. Initially, I did when it had just become a thing. I even bought like 50, 150 followers, and I did like an Instagram, a blog post, which was like a case study on how it worked, how quickly I got them, what it cost, how I lost them, etc. Now, from what I understand is that it's a lot cheaper to buy these followers, to buy likes, to buy comments, etc. So, but still you require money to do that. So if you are someone who is, you know, who thinks that they're talented, if you are skilled, you might be a good photographer, but you only have a shitty camera right now because you have other places to invest money in, which are more important to your survival, where a good camera might not be a priority in life. For someone like that, who cannot really afford to even buy a good camera to become a professional photographer, buying followers on a platform like Instagram is impossible. So I think this whole thing, because of Instagram's shitty algorithm, it has created a class divide where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Because if you buy followers, then brands are more likely to work with you, so you're likely to get more money. Whereas if you don't have a lot of followers, brands will not work with you and you will not get a lot of money. I blame the Instagram algorithm for this, apart from, of course, blaming human nature, because I think a lot of humans, especially in India, it's a very survival mentality. We're not looking at, you know, abundance. There is abundance, but the way we've grown up, the way we've been brought up, we've seen a lot of struggle. At least I have, you know, I'm from a middle-class family. A lot of bloggers and influencers, YouTubers are from middle-class families. But, you know, even someone said something very interesting today on one of the other talks. And they said, you know, my dream was to take my parents out of this house into a better house. But, you know, my point is they had a house. their parents already had a house. So generally when I have realized this myself, but generally when you have privilege, you don't realize you have privilege. For someone like me, even asking my parents for 2 months of rent, when I was 24, I could barely afford 9,000 rupees rent in Bombay. For them to be able to even give me 2 mahine ka rent, which I thought was a big deal for them, that was a privilege. If I didn't have that, at least that, I would have not thought of quitting my job and, you know, trying my luck on the internet. That was also privilege. So for anyone who's watching big, you know, influencers on Instagram, people who are Bollywood, you know, superstars, people who are big YouTubers, please take everything with a grain of salt, including what I say, because what worked for me might not work for you. It might not make sense for you. You might be in a different city, you might be of a different age. I started when there were no blogs. So it was I had different issues. The issues are different now. So take everything with a pinch of salt. Please look into this phrase called critical thinking. Please educate yourself about how to ask questions, how to ask the right questions, so that you are able to assess the situation where this other person is coming from. So this, you know, buying followers on Instagram, I can afford to do that, but I choose not to. It's not that I don't have the money to do that, but to me, it's like hard-earned money. Literally, you take a wad of cash and you burn it. And I've said this earlier, that you take a wad of cash and you burn it is what you're basically doing with the followers that you're buying on Instagram. Okay, it might give you short-term benefits in the sense that if I currently have 50,000 followers and I buy, forget doing it, you know, stealthily, where I buy only 500 followers a day, I just buy 5 lakh followers in a day, and I'm like, you know, I bought 5 lakh, I had money, I spent it. It's a monthly investment. Every month I want to buy 5 lakh followers. So you understand it's a monthly investment. ऐसा नहीं है कि आपने एक बार पैसे दे दिए और वो फॉलोअर्स रहते हैं. Instagram does keep cleaning that. Bots keep going away, bots keep coming. So this is cash that you need to have to constantly burn. This is not something that most of India can afford to do. I don't think most of India is even looking at it. I do think that when influencers, bloggers, Instagrammers, YouTubers, etc., we talk about these things, we are talking about it in a bubble. We are living a super privileged life. I live in a 3 BHK rented apartment in Gurgaon, which is supposed to be one of the biggest cities in India. It's a metropolitan city. I don't understand what someone in a small town is going through. Like, we had a girl in the audience who was, I think, from Ludhiana or something, and she was like, I was told that because I'm from a smaller city, they wouldn't pay me as much as they pay Delhi bloggers. What's wrong with my content? And there's nothing wrong with your content. It's just that living in a big city has its expenses. So one way to look, if you are completely practical about it, you have to decide what your pricing is. And then it shouldn't matter what the other person is telling you. You have decided these are my rates. So on what basis have you decided those rates? Once you figure that out, if you have convinced yourself and you are persuaded your own self that these rates are correct, you don't need to listen to anyone or be influenced or by sway or be swayed by what they are saying, whether they are an agency or a brand from a city like Delhi or another small city or another blogger or YouTuber. Don't listen to them in a black and white way. You know, when clients get in touch with me and off the bat they've introduced themselves and on the phone and they say that, Naina, how much do you charge for an Instagram post? My question always is, आपको कराना क्या है? Have we forgotten how work happens? Have we forgotten that this is business? Have we completely, you know, decided to do literally कि कुछ भी हो रहा है? There is no structure in this because people like you and me are not making structured decisions. We are making decisions out of thin air. We are just deciding something arbitrarily कि चलो ये कर लेते हैं. How does that fit into your long-term vision? How does that fit into your brand? who are you as a brand? Have you defined your brand? And it doesn't matter, you might be 5 months old, you might have started blogging a year, year ago. You can call yourself a brand from day one, but you have to be very clear what does that brand stand for. And then that brand needs to know what it charges to be able to run a business. Do you have someone who works with you? Why will a photographer come and shoot your shoots for free? They are working. If you are not getting paid, it's not that photographer's problem. They need to be paid. So, ye bolna that, you know, I'm in a small city, mujhe koi paise nahi deta hai. Aap pehle ye to decide karo ki aapko kitne paise chahiye. You have to decide your bottom line and you have to decide how much profit you're going to give yourself. What are your expenses? You have to create a balance sheet. And then you have to clearly, you know, when someone says, okay, how much do you charge for an Instagram post? The way I look at it is I need to decide, A, how many hours of effort will be going into that? Right? My rates haven't changed in 3 years. Why is that? It's because brands call up and say, oh, Naina, how much do you charge? And I'm like, what do you want me to do? No, but just tell us how much for an Insta post. And I'm like, yeah, but will I be in the photo? Do I need to pose with a brand? Will it be a product flat lay? Do I have to go somewhere and take the picture, which will then go on Instagram? Is it a video? Will I be shooting the video? What is it? No, but just generally give us a rate. What is bhaiya, general rate? Kya hota hai, bhaiya? Aap gaadi khareedne jaate ho, you go and the object is in front of you and you say that I want to buy this vehicle. Usme bhi variations hote hain, that do you want these fancy lights? Do you want the fancy music system? Do you want the fancy this? And you work with the dealer for a couple of hours to decide what it is that you, what are the things that you want. Paint color on the car, you know, creates a price difference. So how dare you be stupid enough to call up a professional and ask them, bas ek Insta post ka aap cost bata do. Bhai, Insta post aisi thodi ban jati hai ki maine button dabaya aur Insta post ho gayi. There are so many things that go into it. So, you know, people will call up and say, okay, so I got frustrated finally and I decided, okay, 88,000 is what I charge for an Instagram post. Achha, usme hame kya milega? Jhapad marne ka man karta hai. अभी पहले आप तो बताओ क्या करना है, अभी क्या मिलेगा, क्या फर्क पड़ता है. I've told you how much it costs, now you fucking pay me or you fuck off. And then people will be like, oh, but Naina, you know, you have only like 50,000 followers. So and so and so and so city has like 5 million followers and they charge like 1/4 of what you charge. How is that relevant to me? We might be in the same market, but if I was a blogger in New York, my rates would be even higher. There is a reason why I have a rate. There is a reason why, as an agency, you have a budget, or as a brand, you have a budget. So I would really advise bloggers, influencers, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on YouTube, please ask the right questions. And you can't always keep passing the blame onto agencies or brands. Unko nahi pata hai, unke paas time nahi hai. Unko क्लाइंट बोलता है ये तुम्हारा महीने का 1 करोड़ का बजट है, इस 1 करोड़ के बजट में हमें 10 इन्फ्लुएंसर्स के साथ काम करना है, एक यूट्यूबर होना चाहिए, एक इंस्टाग्राम इन्फ्लुएंसर होना चाहिए, एक ब्लॉगर होना चाहिए, व्हाटएवर क्राइटेरिया दे हैव. एज एन एजेंसी, व्हेन आई हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ अ बजट, ए, आई नीड टू मेक मनी फॉर माई सेल्फ एज एन एजेंसी. आई हैव एम्प्लॉयज, आई हैव एन ऑफिस टू रन, आई हैव एक्सपेंसेस, राइट? जो भी उसमें से पैसे बचते हैं, व्हाट एम आई गोइंग टू डू? I'm going to go to Google and I'm going to look for top 10 lifestyle or whatever category you're looking for, bloggers or, you know, influencers in India. And from there, you will literally probably look at 2 or 3 pages of search results. And jo upar ke 10-15 naam aayenge, those are the people you'll work with. Now, those people might not be creating content that is good editorial quality, good aesthetics or completely fits with the brand. You will look at the number of followers because that is the data that's available to you. Who's going to sit and go through that person's portfolio ki bhai tumne pehle brands ke saath kya kaam kara hai? It's so much easier to just look at acha follower number hai, profile verified hai ki nahi hai, kitne sare subscribers hai. Haan, iske saath kaam kar lete hai, dikhne mein theek thaak hai, let's do this. So they don't have the time. It is up to you. And people ask me, you know, sab bolte hai free mein kar lo, kaise karein free mein? One simple solution to this problem would be that everybody just starts saying no to free work. And if you do that over a period of time, agencies and brands will get used to ki acha bhai koi nahi karta free mein kaam. Like mere ko jab koi phone karta hai na, koi expect nahi karta ki main free mein kaam karti hu, because main free mein kaam nahi karti. So Why is that? It's because I've created a reputation over these years that I will not work for free. I will not work without 100% advance. Forget free. I need the money in my bank account before you can even ask me to lift a finger. Once that is done, then we will work what works for your brand, what are the things that we've agreed to do, how are we shooting it, what is the brief, etc., etc. So it's up to you. You can't leave it to ki agency ko samajh mein nahi aata ya brand ko samajh mein nahi aata. Haan, unhe nahi samajh mein aata. Unhone theka utha rakha hai ki ye samajhna ki aapka business kaise chalta hai. Aapko pata hai PR agency ka business kaise chalta hai ya us brand ka business kaise chalta hai. Maan lo you've worked with like a Coke for example. Do you know how many Coke cans or bottles are sold in India? Do you know what a bottling plant looks like? Do you know what their sales figures are internationally? Do you know their CEO? You know squat. So if you are not expected to know so much about a brand, how is a brand expected to know so much about you or your industry? You have to decide for yourself ki bhaiya maine free mein kaam nahi karna. So someone on the panel, YouTuber, they said that pehle ke ek do kaam na aap free mein kar lo. Okay, I'm. They're young. The YouTuber is really young. 23 is an age where what that guy is doing right now, I was probably a total dumb fuck when I was 23 years old. So even for his age, I think he is entrepreneurial. I think he is smart. I think he understands his audience. I think he's doing really, really well. At the same time, business is not something you learn when you wake up one morning. Giving advice like this to an audience that is even younger than you are is not a good idea. Either you explain it, I don't know what they exactly meant, but please do not work for free. It doesn't matter what level you think you are at. It doesn't matter what level the world tells you you are at. If someone approaches you and says, we are this big brand and why don't you post for us on Instagram, but we expect you to do this for free. Please ask yourself, why did they come to you? Please ask yourself ki acha ye brand mujhe bol raha hai ki beta hamare liye free mein tum ye kaam karo. Aap ye sochiye ki ye brand aapke paas aaya kyun. Agar is brand ko free ka hi kaam karana tha to road pe chalte kitne log free mein karne ke liye taiyar hain. Tumhare paas kyun aaye ye? Ye tumhare paas isliye aaye hain kyunki inko tumhara kaam pasand hai. They see value in your work, okay? So if they see value in your work, they better fucking pay for it. Payment is not necessarily cash, theek hai? फ्री का मतलब ये नहीं होता है कि आपको पैसे नहीं मिल रहे हैं. फ्री का मतलब होता है कि आपको कुछ नहीं मिल रहा है. इट्स नॉट कि आप ब्रांड से पैसे नहीं मिले तो मैंने फ्री में करा. नहीं, आप बोल सकते हो, मान लो कोका कोला. आई एम नॉट एल्यूडिंग दैट कोका कोला हैज एवर आस्क्ड मी टू वर्क फॉर फ्री. आई हैव नेवर वर्क विद कोका कोला. दे हैव नेवर अप्रोच्ड मी. इफ अ कोका कोला कम्स टू यू एंड सेज दैट हे यू नो वी रियली लाइक योर कॉन्टेंट, वी रियली लाइक द काइंड ऑफ वर्क दैट यू आर डूइंग, इट गोज विद आवर ब्रांड एस्थेटिक. अभी हमने नया कैंपेन लॉन्च करा है, उसके लिए हम चाहते हैं कि तुम एक यूट्यूब का वीडियो बना दो यार, ठीक है ना. वो बोलेंगे कि देखो तुम नए हो, हम तो कोका कोला हैं, तो तुम ये फ्री में करो, हमारे लिए बड़ा मजा आएगा, खूब सारे लोग देखेंगे, हम भी इसको अपने इंस्टाग्राम हैंडल पे इंस्टाग्राम स्टोरीज में डालेंगे कि इस क्रिएटर ने हमारे लिए बनाया. ना हाउ यू कैन निगोशिएट दैट इज इफ यू थिंक यू आर इन अ पोजिशन वेर यू कैन नॉट आस्क फॉर मनी. यू कैन आस्क फॉर थिंग्स लाइक यू हैव टू पोस्ट, यू कैन टेल कोका कोला यू हैव टू पोस्ट दिस ऑन योर इंस्टाग्राम अकाउंट एंड इट हैज टू बी द इंटरनेशनल इंस्टाग्राम कोका कोला अकाउंट. ओके, फिर भी एक नहीं नहीं इंस्टाग्राम इंटरनेशनल अकाउंट पे तो हम डाल ही नहीं सकते, हमारे कंट्रोल में नहीं है. अच्छा ठीक है, तो आप इंडिया वाला जो कोक का हैंडल है आप उस पर डालिए. इंस्टाग्राम मेन फीड पे आना चाहिए, उसमें आप मेरे को टैग करेंगे और मेरे यूट्यूब चैनल का भी लिंक डालेंगे स्टोरीज में स्वाइप अप करके, ठीक है. और क्या चाहिए? अच्छा, आपकी इंडिया की कोक की वेबसाइट है, ठीक है, उसकी फ्रंट पेज पे मैंने जो ये वीडियो बनाया है ये आना चाहिए एक हफ्ते के लिए. नहीं नहीं, एक हफ्ता दैट्स इम्पॉसिबल, ऐसे नहीं होता. बट चलो 3 दिन के लिए. नो नो, इट्स इम्पॉसिबल, फ्रंट पेज पे तो आ ही नहीं सकता. नहीं, फ्रंट पेज पे तो आपको डालना, आपको फ्री में कराना है ना, मैं पैसे थोड़ी मांग रही. सो आई एम सेइंग दीज आर द वेज यू कैन निगोशिएट वेयर यू आर प्रोवाइडिंग सम वैल्यू, यू शुड एक्सपेक्ट सम वैल्यू इन रिटर्न. दैट वैल्यू डजंट ऑलवेज हैव टू बी मनी. So don't, and you know, I don't know what the YouTuber meant when they said ki pehle ek do kaam free mein kar lo. I mean, you create your content for yourself, na? Like when I don't have work, instead of me going to a brand and saying, arre haan, main tumhare liye free mein kuch kaam karungi, who does that? You do your own work. Like I have workshops of my own that I need to create modules for. People have been asking me for a photography workshop for God knows how many years. I'd much rather spend that time building my own workshop content and marketing my own workshops. Why will I do work for free for anybody? Okay, now sure, I've been doing this for 15 years. I have a workshop. I have 3 other streams of revenue, etc. Even when I was starting out, the first photo shoot I did, the client paid me 30,000 bucks for a really intensive shoot. And when we got there, the client was like, "Arey, where is the production team? Where are the lights and all?" And I was like, "Dude, 30,000 bucks? Are you serious? I've got 2 cameras with me. That's it." And in those days, just developing film used to cost so much money. So they paid me 30,000 bucks. That entire 30,000 bucks went into developing the film that I shot over those 2 or 3 days that we were doing the shoot. But I did get paid because, no, fuck that. Why? But somebody then on Instagram also, when I, you know, I posted a story saying that so-and-so said this, please, this is terrible advice. Someone said that, no, but when you're new, you have to do this. And I'm like, no. Like, look at it like this. That's the example I gave them also. I said, imagine aapne kahin pe property khareedi. Okay, even I can't buy property, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But imagine, you know, you've just bought a house, apartment somewhere, and you want to put that apartment on rent. This is your first apartment, you've saved for 20 years, and you finally have an apartment, but you can't live there, it's in a different city, you're getting it cheaper there, so you bought it there. Now you're going to put it on rent. You're putting it on rent for the first time. Free me, give it. Rent, why are you expecting it? You're doing it for the first time, right? ये तो वही वाली एनालॉजी होगी. व्हाट फकिंग एनालॉजी इज दिस यार? जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर न्यू इन द मार्केट मतलब यू शुड डू शिट फॉर फ्री? फक ऑफ. नो, यू चार्ज. यू माइट नॉट चार्ज मनी, बट इफ यू गिविंग वैल्यू यू मस्ट गेट वैल्यू. एंड प्लीज डू नॉट एवर बज ऑन दिस. डोंट लेट एनीवन ट्राई टू कन्विंस यू अदरवाइज. जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर न्यू, यू आर यंग, डज नॉट मीन दैट यू आर ओपन एंड यू आर वेलकमिंग एक्सप्लॉयटेशन. एब्सोल्युटली नॉट. यू हैव, इवन इफ यू आर यंग, यू हैव गॉटन देयर डूइंग स्टफ. Your parents have invested in you. You have invested time and energy talking to people, creating whatever content you've created on the basis of which someone is now getting in touch with you. If someone approaches you and says ki free mein kaam karna hai, bhaiya tab to kabhi bhi nahi karna. Vaise if you're a fan of a product and you're like, I really want to talk about this product, I do that all the time. That's not called free mein kaam karna. So please try to differentiate between these two things. So yeah, the Confluence thing today was exciting, a lot of talking, my throat hurts, but I was still so pumped up because of the event and, you know, the conversations I had with people. I thought I must do the video right now, or my light is kind of acting funny. And for those of you who are in video, who can, you know, see me, the light kind of switched off and it's about to kind of die. So thank you for listening. I'm sure there are a bunch of you who have questions. If you're a newbie, if you know, I keep thinking that I've been around for so long, and when I started, there was no concept of YouTube, Facebook, I don't think even existed. And now things have changed so much. I don't know what the landscape is anymore. It's not a regulated landscape, especially when it comes to influencer marketing, which is why I would suggest that you should never put all your eggs in one basket. You might have 5, 6, 7 million followers and subscribers on your YouTube, but audiences today are fickle, especially if they've only been following you for a year. I have people who've been following me since I started. People have been around for 7, 8 years. They come and meet me at these events and I cannot believe they've been doing that. So there are people who are genuinely invested in what I do. They've been following my journey. They tell me I have evolved, I have transformed. And I can genuinely see that they're happy to see the progress I have made. I am eternally grateful for that. At the end of the day, your follower numbers don't mean anything. If you have clients who want to work with you, if you have customers who are willing to buy your product, if you have people who are willing to pay for your workshops to come to talk to you and have their questions answered, that is what matters. I might have 50,000 followers, but out of those followers, I have people who are willing to spend their hard-earned money to buy products and services from me. So I might have 5 million followers tomorrow, but none of them might be able to afford any of the things that I buy, I make or produce. None of them, you know, people might just be following me for entertainment. What am I going to do, you know, after I've done all my talking and all my jokes? At some point, you have to look at different streams of revenue. I keep telling you this. I keep telling everyone I meet, especially the younger ones, please look at streams of revenue. So there are some podcasts I've done earlier. I have spoken about the subject. I can do one more if you guys are interested, where I explain what my streams of revenue currently are and if anything else that I'm thinking of, so you can kind of get an understanding. But yeah, thank you for listening a lot. I am really, people keep telling me I need to be more consistent with my podcasts and my videos. I don't know. I've got so much shit to do. Like, I really need a clone or at least a manager and an assistant. But I think I'll pull out my hair also and their hair also, because I have standards, brah. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.